Hey, Lisa.
Yes, David.
I'm a bit worried about my ankle.
Okay.
Because it joins the foot.
Oh, fuck.
Hi, guys. It is David and Lisa, and this is Scriptical.
Oh, I do apologize.
Your weekly bad joke podcast.
Only when David introduces the podcast.
Oh, the intro for Blazing Saddles.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, look, it worked in Blazing Saddles.
It didn't work in Blazing Saddles. Oh. It was bad in that one, too. But this one was particularly bad.
My personal favorite, I think, is Let's Deliver the Podcast.
Yes, you. I didn't get that one, but no, that's fine.
That's okay.
So we're going to do a movie that is going to be Turtle Spectacular.
Is it?
Turtle-acular.
Oh, I thought it was about a podiatrist. Just leave that alone. Don't touch things. Stop fiddling with everything.
I want to touch stuff. Can I touch it?
I can give you stuff to touch.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Honk, honk.
Thank you very much. Now.
So we are going to do the 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The original and the best.
The original movie.
Yes.
There was a TV show beforehand.
Yes.
That was not the best.
No. But this is the best.
Yes, I think this is the best Teenage Mutant Turtles. I didn't know how much you loved this movie.
You didn't know. You were surprised at how much I knew of the actual.
Oh my god, you were like commandoing it, okay. Anyone who's listening in knew that doesn't mean she was wearing no underpants.
Or had black stuff on my face.
Yes. So I love the movie Commando so much that I can.
Yes.
I used to when I was a kid be able to know every single word from start to finish.
Yeah.
You were almost at that level. You were pretty much.
Yeah.
There was one scene where you just went through the whole scene. And I remember the scene too, but I don't remember every single word that was said.
I watched this movie a lot as
a
kid.
Oh my god.
It was one of our staple videotapes. VHS tapes.
This is it's a great movie.
Yeah, and I think we actually had the original, we bought it, so it wasn't like copied, recorded. Mm-hmm. It was an actual, because I remember having the case.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Did the case have like a sewer thing on the front or something, or was it just a picture of them?
Something along those lines. I can't recall, but
that's the kind of merch they did.
Yeah, I just remember it was a clear case, not the black ones, and not that crappy padded.
Yes.
Plastic shit. Oh, like a hard case.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I just remember that. I just wanted to get to the cassette tape inside.
This is the kind of movie that would have, like, so much merch. So much, like, everything would be, like, turtle toothbrushes.
Yeah,
and
turtle lunchboxes, turtle bags, turtle shirts. Turtle everything. Turtle everything. Turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks.
The whole set.
That's where the Wiggles came from.
That's right, yeah, that's
they
right.
They watched this movie and we need to wear turtlenecks.
That's right. And this episode of the podcast, there will be no coughing. Well, there might be an occasional cough because I still have a cough, but there'll be no blowing of noses. I am better now.
Oh, good. What if I blow my nose?
Well, you can blow your nose if you want.
Okay.
But, do you need to?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to sit back a little bit further.
I just meant in reference to me. Because last couple of episodes, I've not been the best. And even I.
Oh, look, your performance has been adequate.
It's not even that. Not even that. It's funny, I listen back to them and I'm like, okay, I sounded a lot better than I felt because I felt like shit.
Oh, no. I thought in Blazing Saddles you were going to collapse.
Was that the one where I kept putting my head on the desk?
Yep, that was Blazing Saddles. So if you guys, long-term listeners, the last two episodes ago, if you listened to that coughing fit she had, she almost died.
Yeah, and I just remember.
And she kept going.
I know, and I just remember putting my head on the desk going, I don't want
to
do this.
That's why we got to the end, and I was like, okay, let's just get to the end and move to the next movie.
I was done.
Because I thought you were going to pass out.
I was so done.
But you are so much better now. And you've enjoyed watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Very much so. Very much so.
Who are tortoises and not turtles? Because they have feet. Turtles have fins.
Yes, I've always had that problem with this movie. Yeah.
I think that's been the whole problem with the whole thing.
Or maybe they just. Due to the mutant process.
Yeah, they grew feet.
They grew fingers and feet.
They could have. Maybe that's what it is. So, would you like to do the box office and the budget for this movie?
This was a hit. I can tell you that from the get-go. What was the year of this movie again?
1990.
Okay.
So all right, so 10. I'm going to give you the budget.
I was 9, sorry.
The budget was $13.5 million.
Which is a very conservative budget for what they had to do.
1990, though.
No, but for what they had to do, they had animatronics. They had full-blown suits.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
They did it well. Yeah. They did it.
They had Mr. Right.
Pretty good budget.
They had all that sort of stuff.
We'll get to him.
Yeah, I know. I'm jumping the gun, but I'm so excited because I saw him and went, oh my God.
What I should have done, and I haven't done it, unfortunately, and another podcast I listen to does it where they type in the names of the people and they've got a spreadsheet.
Yes.
So they can say, oh, this is like the third time we've seen this person or something like that. And I wish I'd done it because this would be at least the second time we've seen Sam Rockwell.
We didn't do Safe Men, did we?
We didn't do
Safe Men, I don't think.
We did Mr. Right.
We definitely did Mr. Right.
And we didn't do Safe Men.
No,
we did Chain of Fools, which he's not in.
No.
But I'm sure that he will pop up somewhere else.
Yeah, we love Rockwell.
He's in everything.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's like in the background in so many things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's one of my hall passes.
Yes, he is.
I have like 50.
Yep, she does.
I met one of them.
Yes, you did.
And offered myself.
Yes. And
so did David. He offered me too.
Yes, that's fine.
It was great.
So the box office. So the budget was 13.5. Do you want to have a guess what the box office was?
I reckon it's got to be huge. I reckon it's got to be over 100 million. It has to be.
You got to make a guess. I'm not telling you.
86 million.
No, you're way too low.
Yeah, 130.
It's still too low.
150.
It's $202 million.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah. For a $13.5 million budget.
She used my pass on that.
And that's
one.
Just the box office. Fuck. That's not all the fucking merch.
No. That's
how much
just
would the merch
sales.
Be?
Yeah, I know.
So Mr. Eastman, mm-hmm. which is the guy who created Ninja Turtles, I think there's two guys, but he's the main one.
Yeah, the other one's Mr. Westman.
I don't know who. Mr. Westwood and Mr.
John
Eastman.
South, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. John South.
What, you're not the only one allowed to make bad jokes? Come on.
It's John West. Why did we not go with John West?
Because I rejected him. Move on.
He must be very, very happy. So, there is some trivia on this movie.
I bet there is.
I'm sure there's much more.
I bet you're sweet potato.
I didn't even go through all the trivia.
I'm tempted to make this my hard quiz subject. I'm going to reapply and have the 1990
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Well, there's some interesting trivia here.
Yes. So
that may come up.
I'll be paying attention.
So, have you been paying attention?
I did yesterday, yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, Judith... Maybe we'll go through who's in the movie first.
Okay.
Because I'm going to mention their names. Yes. Otherwise, you'd be like,
so
who's
I'm guessing
this
you're going to mention the people whose voices appear in this movie, not so much their faces. Or have you got both?
No, I've got mostly voices.
Okay.
I don't have the the actors' names who played, because there were different. Okay. But one of the things is.
Multiple people
is that
played
only
one
of the turtles had both the person inside the suit and the voice as the same person.
And I believe that was Donatello, correct? Was that?
No. Corey Feldman's not inside the suit.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, I don't think so. Unless I'm wrong, maybe I miscounted.
No.
But
I
think the guy who
was.
Does Raphael is in the suit.
Right.
Anyway, so it's Judith Hoag.
Yep,
so
she's
April
O'Neil.
There's Elias Koteas, who is Casey.
Yep.
Corey Feldman.
Elias Koteas is in so many things.
Yeah, he is.
He's still on TV.
He is on TV now. He's in cop dramas and stuff.
Yeah, love him.
Corey Feldman.
Yep.
So Kevin Clash is the voice of one of the turtles. Which one? Which one's Kevin Clash? I think he's not Mikey. I think he's.
He's got to be Leo. Or...
He must be Leo. I don't know which one he is, but he's also one of the original voices of Elmo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's Elmo voice. We've got... I didn't write all the turtles' names. There's a few others who are turtles. There's... Oh, damn, I didn't write their names. Why didn't I write their names? Anyway, no, that's okay. Then we've got James Saito, which I think is the Shredder.
Mm.
We've got Sam Rockwell.
Rockwell!
We've got Michael Turney. Turnkey? Anyway, doesn't matter. And we also have two cameos that aren't Sam Rockwell. One of them we saw, which was Skeet Ulrich.
Yes, who was right next to Sam Rockwell.
And the other one, which I couldn't see him, but it just says he's the thug. Apparently Scott Wolf is in this movie at some point as one of the kids.
As in Party of Five Kids?
Yeah.
Scott Wolf?
He's one of them in there, so I didn't see him. Oh, that's what I was looking for.
I reckon on Mass, Mass. The
he's somewhere in there.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, I thought I'd written down the names of the turtles' voices. Anyway, the guy who does Leonardo. Anyway, we'll go to the trivia.
Yeah.
Wish I wrote it down properly. I thought I wrote them all down, and I just didn't write anyone down.
That's okay. I was distracting you, I think, beforehand.
Yeah, that's okay. So Robin Williams, who was a big comic book fan,
yeah,
apparently provided Judith Hoag with information about her character on the set of their movie, she was in Cadillac Man with him.
Right.
Which was in the same year as this.
Right.
So she worked on this, on Cadillac Man, and she was going to go work on the Ninja Turtles. She told him about it, and he was such a fan of the Ninja Turtles that he gave her comic books and tried to help her with her character.
Wow. God, love you.
Who doesn't love Robin Williams? Like, seriously, he's the best guy.
I know.
This was officially the highest grossing independent movie until the Blair Witch Project happened. And the thing is that this is an independent movie.
Yep.
Because the guys who wanted to make this movie, the guy who invented the Ninja Turtles, wanted to make a movie, and none of the major studios wanted to do it. None of them would do it. Disney apparently turned them down.
Good.
Warner Brothers turned them down. Good, Universal turned them down. They all turned them down, right?
Who knows what they would have done to it if they'd taken it too. They wouldn't. Yeah. There's no way in hell they keep it the same.
Yeah.
Especially Disney.
So, yeah.
They'd probably find a way to mention that they killed off the mother.
So, yeah.
And leave the dad, Splinter.
Killed off the mother.
Yeah, right?
God, with the fucking Disney. Anyway.
Hey, Disney. Not a fan.
Yeah. Well, they kill dads sometimes, but usually the mums. Not as much
as they kill the mums.
It's only Lion King, I can think, where they kill the dad, not the mum.
There is another reference, but I can't think of it. Is there another one? Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so all of the people who were the turtles, who were the actual inside the turtles, were also cameos during the movie.
Yeah.
So they played different roles.
Oh, cool.
So the guy who played Raphael... is the guy who is the passenger in the cab that Raphael jumps over.
Right.
So, you know, when he goes, what was that, turtle?
Yeah.
And I believe he voices him too.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. So that guy is Raphael.
Oh, that's neat.
And I'm fairly sure that's the one I thought was also in the suit, because I'm pretty sure that he voices him at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who does Mikey was the pizza delivery guy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta find another route. So do I, buddy. No, I don't.
The guy who does Donnie inside the thing was the foot messenger in the subway. So the guy who walks up and goes, I have a message.
Yes.
Like that, and holds the hand out and slaps up.
Yeah.
That's the Donnie guy.
Yeah.
And the guy who was Leo was apparently was a gang member in the fight when Casey is there.
Right.
So I don't know which one he is, but he's one of the gang members.
Mm-hmm.
The foot hideout was an abandoned cement factory that apparently got used in other movies as well.
Right. I imagine it'd be in a lot of movies.
Yeah, so that's what that was. Apparently, the April O'Neil lady, Judith Hogue, she complained about this movie so much when she was doing production, and she didn't like it and kept talking about how terrible and things and she wanted to change stuff. They pissed them off so much that they wouldn't invite her back to do the second movie. That's why she's not in the second movie. Not because she didn't want to do it, because they didn't want her back, because she annoyed them so much.
Wow.
Just
fucking act.
It's a
good movie.
So one of the citizens who has, I think, has stuff stolen is the guy who invented Ninja Turtles, Kevin Eastman.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, April didn't have the yellow jacket or the red hair because of Judith Hogue. She refused to wear the yellow jacket that they wanted to make her wear. And she refused to change. She wears it. She
wears it at the start.
She doesn't wear it. She even what they wanted to make a bodysuit. They actually had made a bodysuit for her. Like April O'Neil wears this one piece bodysuit thing, right? Yeah, yeah. They wanted to make her wear that.
Yeah.
And she refused to. She said, no, it's uncomfortable. I won't wear it. So I think they got her to wear a raincoat once.
Yeah.
It was yellow. That's it. It's the only yellow thing she ever wears.
I like the fact that she's not wearing it.
I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they did. Apparently, she thought this movie was too violent. That was one of her big criticisms.
Well, she shouldn't have taken it.
And apparently, there is a heap of deleted scenes.
Oh, really?
A whole heap of them. Most of them are scenes at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, which is very interesting, which it doesn't make sense, but you notice that a lot of the time someone is like either eating an apple or has an apple.
Yes. Is it an apple orchard, is it?
No, there's an apple scene, right? So apparently there was a scene at the thing where they play like a game where they're throwing an apple and whoever holds the apple has to fight the other three.
Right.
Until someone takes the apple off them.
Yes.
And then it's like a game.
Okay.
And so apparently they kind of have this thing about an apple, and then that's why it keeps turning up all the way through the movie. But there's no reference to it.
I just thought they watched that 70s porno that's mentioned. There's lots of
apple. Because because someone's eating one as the guys come in.
Yeah, lots. There's lots of apples.
Casey's has an apple in his hand. Like, there's lots of apple stuff going on.
Yes.
So apparently it's like, you know, I don't know.
That explains it.
Yeah. And there was other ones at the farm. There was all these other ones. There was one where apparently all the Ninja Turtles turn their bandanas backwards so they blindfold themselves and fight against each other to practice.
Right.
Like, there's all these extra scenes that they did and they just never put them in.
Right.
Because I think it just made the movie run too long.
It probably, yeah, would have.
But they wanted to show how they were getting better and they were good at whatever. So they just cut two or three scenes together and not do all of them.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's all I've got for trivia kind of stuff. There's lots more, but I couldn't. I couldn't keep going with trivia.
No, I bet.
There's so many.
Or maybe I shouldn't pick that as my subject then. I want something niche with very little contact.
I can find all the other trivia, so it's fine. Shall we start the movie?
I believe so.
Ding. Trailing something.
Turn the page.
Yeah, turn the page.
What if New York wasn't such a plague-ridden city? Crime, rats. Sounds great. So appealing.
They make New York sound pretty bad, but they only make it sound bad because of the foot. Like, they make it sound like it was fine before these people turned up.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is true.
Yeah, the foot's ruining it. I've got fungus and all sorts of stuff.
I've got, what if the Artful Dodger was in charge of the Foot Clan? Because there's lots of pickpocketing happening.
Yeah, there's lots of
that. Then I've got, what if trucks had security?
Yes.
Because he just
turns around and it's all gone.
Oh, my God.
That poor lady with the TV.
Oh, that one's the worst one.
Yeah, she just goes to look at something
and then she turns around and the TV's gone.
Yeah.
You'd think that at this point the people were stealing so much stuff that she would have, like, chained the TV to, like, the outside or something.
Well, if she was WOG, she would have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would have tethered it.
You think she would have.
Mm.
I noticed that one of the trucks, and you noticed it too, said Mario's Diaper Service. So I was like, what if that plumber was looking after nappies as well?
I clean the pooper. You make it a pizza.
He makes the pizza and he cleans the nappy pooper.
I clean the poopy. My next one is until when April gets mugged.
Okay, so I've got a question. How did the foot get started, right? So obviously Orokosaki is the shredder.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously enlists that the bald dude to be his whatever.
Or it's just his...
So how did he, like, why would kids want to hang out with an old Japanese dude? I don't understand this.
He teaches them martial arts.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird.
They've stolen a shitload of stuff, so it's like a real cool place to hang
out. Yeah, but they've stolen it all. And when it started, what did he go around and steal a bunch of stuff to start it off?
I'm sure they already, like, had it set up with a couple of things.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, I just think it's interesting. Like, how did it... It'd be interesting to know how he started it.
No rules.
Yeah,
just grabbing a few.
But this is the funny thing, right? No rules for a guy who's all about rules.
Yeah, all about discipline.
Discipline, that's rules.
Yeah.
Like, it feels...
His only rule is just to obey him.
It feels very strange.
Yeah, he's just basically... He's not even their dad, he's just their boss.
And then, April gets mugged. So we've got for April.
Yeah, they talked about it was not a bad time. And I said, what if it was a good time for April?
You mean if she walked around the corner, it was Sam Rockwell?
Well, maybe she doesn't have that preference, but
also looks quite young.
Yeah, he looks pretty right to me. Although he needs to fix his face.
Yeah,
too much facial hair for me.
Got
for
a
Rockwell.
Bit of facial.
Yeah, he's too stubble. Well,
I know.
Yeah,
he's trying to look tough.
I agree, but you know
he doesn't look.
That's
tough.
Why I barely recognised him. I'm like, hang on, that voice is familiar.
Mm, it's the voice that does
it. And this whole time, I watched as a kid watching this kid in there thinking, I'm going to like him when I'm older. I no idea.
Yeah.
Very cool.
No, and but this is the thing.
Killer right
Sam
next
Rockwell
to him.
Wasn't a big... Yeah, there was a serial killer right next to him.
Right next to him. Like, he's right there.
Well, they're both serial killers because one of them is Mr. Wright, who's
a
hired killer.
Yeah, he's a hired killer, not a serial killer.
And then the other guy's a serial killer.
Yes. Yeah,
and then somewhere there was a guy who hung out with four other siblings and got alcoholic and...
Everybody wants to love.
Anyway, I don't know where he was. I wanted to find him, but I couldn't see him.
Honestly, if I go back now, I probably could spot him.
Yeah.
In one of those mass scenes, I reckon.
I think he's in one of them. Yeah. Anyway. So have you got anything more for April?
So that when the turtles come and help her?
Yes.
I said, what if there was a major league for butt kicking? Yeah, that'd be interesting. And then they go back to their sewer, their home.
Yes, they're doing the, all the, they're saying all the funny terms.
Quips and stuff.
And I went, what if bossa nova was the right word for them? Imagine Chevy Nova.
They call me Nova.
They call me Nova. Bossa nova.
Bossa nova. Oh, God. Then they get back into the thing and, you know, Splinter's trying to tell them to gather themselves and meditate and then they play music and they're ordering pizzas. And he's trying to tell them, like, you know, I'm not going to be here all the time, like forever. So he's trying to lay the groundwork. He's similar to what I try to do with my kids and my husband, and they all just fob me off like, eh, we're not going to talk about that. So I definitely, I found myself relating to Splinter a lot in this movie.
Yeah, Splinter has to put up with a lot of really annoying people.
Yeah. And then they're waiting for their pizza. Mm-hmm. And then Donnie asked the question, you ever thought about, you know, Splinter? And I thought, what if Donnie listened to a great podcast about talking about death? Because if he needs one, he should look mine up.
Cross promotion. Man, I love being a podcaster.
And then I said, what if Lisa related to Splinter's kids moan more than she ever has in her entire life?
Yes.
Kids.
Because when you watch this as a kid, you don't pick up much of the Splinter thing, right?
No. You just think he's an old fuddy-duddy.
But he's kind of cool. He's still cool.
Oh, yeah, he absolutely is.
But he's just cute. Love the turtles. Now it's like, oh, I get what he's talking about.
I disagree with you there because I loved Splinter as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, because I had a thing. I love pet mice and pet rats.
Yeah, I suppose.
So he was like the ultimate character for me because he glorified rats in movies growing up and still to this day.
Yeah.
In movies, mice are glorified as the good guys.
I know.
Rats are always
There's only ever one other movie that a rat's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he gets to cook.
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much the only one I can pick off.
It's debatable whether he's a rat or not.
Well, yeah, but he's supposed to be a rat.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do they state he's a rat?
Do they ever mention
he's a rat?
Yeah, at some point he gets called a rat.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not in just they a negative yell
out. Term? No, they were, oh, he's a rat.
Oh, they just say it's a rat? Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. I wasn't sure.
But they might be getting it wrong. Yeah. They might be misspecying him. Yeah,
he might be
just he's supposed to be a mouse?
He could. Well, it's possible.
He could be a gerbil.
There's no real distinguishing. No, he's not a gerbil because he has a tail.
Oh.
There's not a lot of distinguishing features. Like rats, you know from their size.
Yeah.
So a baby rat can be mistaken for a full grown mouse. It can.
Really? I thought they looked different.
Well, there are the features, but you've got to sit there and look at them look at the rodent first. But if one's just running past, you know, I could tell the difference. Mm-hmm. I kept them as pets. So yeah.
But the movie's called Ratatouille, so he's supposed to be a rat.
All right. Well but those are the only two movies that make rats in a very positive
and
light.
And every other one, so the rats are bad guys.
I loved the puppetry. I loved him all over. He's so cute. I made it funny. He was so cute.
Did he make a funny though?
Well, I'm going to lead to that.
Okay, we'll get to that later.
That's at the very, very end. But I love Splinter and I related to him so much.
Now, the
much
character
more.
That I love the most and I continue to love even though I don't know why, he's my Daffy Duck character. He's my anti-hero. Mm-hmm. I love Raphael.
Yes.
Raphael is definitely my favourite turtle.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but I always like the outsider underdog.
He was my favourite growing up too.
Yeah. I loved Raph. Think people like that.
He was conflicted and he was, you know, he was struggling.
He's got depth of character. Yeah. A lot of guys love Mikey and I'm like, I don't get Mikey.
Mikey's cute, but Mikey was weird. He was interested in a human, which is, that has never been.
We're going to get to that in a minute.
That's never sat well with me. And I should have liked Donatello because Donatello is my favourite colour.
And also, he's very smart.
And he was Corey Feldman.
Yeah, and he's Corey Feldman too. I know.
But yeah.
It's funny having him as Corey Feldman, I reckon.
Yes.
But then you got all the turtles are a bit wacky.
Yes.
The only one who's not is Raph. Raph is a little bit there, but he seems too serious to be.
I think Leo is the one that's got his head together the most. Leo's always been portrayed as the leader of the turtles.
Yeah, it's true.
He's the one that has to gather them all. Raph is the heart.
Yeah.
Mikey's supposed to be
fire.
Wind. Yeah, I know.
Water. Water.
Mikey's supposed to be the clown.
Yes.
And Donatello.
But they're all clowny a bit, right? So Donatello and Mikey are both very clowny.
Mm.
And Leo is usually kind of in on it, but he kind of stays a little serious, but he's usually in on it. But Raph just doesn't want to take any of the shit.
Yeah, no.
He does sometimes get involved, but I feel like him and Leo are the more serious two.
Yeah.
But I do feel like Leo is kind of. He kind of acts like the leader, but he also is down to clown, if you know what I mean. Not in the bad way. Down to be a clown.
Down to be a clown.
You get it, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
But it's still funny.
Yeah. So he's kind of still a joker.
Yeah.
He's still want to make jokes with them. But when things get serious, he gets serious.
Yeah, no, Ralph is Slade.
But Ralph is serious. Ralph does not want to be serious.
You called him Ralph. That would be funny if his name was Ralph. Ralph Mouth. Imagine if he just gave them regular names.
Okay, there's another one.
Mike, Ralph.
So he names them after...
painters, Renaissance
painters. No, they're not all painters. They're all Renaissance...
or artists.
Artists. Sorry, because artists. Donatello, I think, Michelangelo's
a sculptor as well.
Yeah, Michelangelo's a sculptor and... I don't know, someone does arranging flowers.
Yeah.
I don't know what Donatello is. I don't know enough about art.
Yeah.
But he could have chosen different, like, things.
He could have chosen another... you know, he could have chosen the four guys from the Wiggles. He could have chosen four other foursomes.
I'll make some sick names. I'll choose the four horsemen of the apocalypse's names.
That would have been awesome.
Imagine if their names are like, what are they? What are the four?
Yeah. Wind, fire,
earth. No, that's not it.
Heart.
Death is one of them.
Yeah.
Plague. Plague and famine are two of them. And there's another one.
COVID.
I was going to say COVID. Not that that's not... that's plague.
Well, toilet paper.
That's natural disaster.
Thing. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Captain Planet. No, I don't remember what the fourth one's name. Fourth one is
the Marvelous Ladybug. I don't know.
Can't remember what they are. That's now.
Right. People will be yelling at us, and they'll be like, "You're right."
Yeah, all the biblical people will be like, "Yeah, here you go. This is what it is."
Yep.
If you know what it is, you can let us know. But by the time we hear it back, we won't care. Yeah. So don't worry.
We don't care now.
I don't really care. No. I just like, I'm a completionist. I want to make sure that I get all four of them.
I know.
But I'm sure it's there somewhere.
Yes.
It'll be in the back of my mind.
Yeah. Probably gluttony.
No, that's the seven deadly sins.
I know. I was making a joke.
Were you?
Yeah. Is it lust? Sex?
Ooh.
Let's just say sex. Sexy horse, man.
No, it's...
oh, it's the Old Spice guy on the horse.
Yes, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Old Spice.
I'm on a horse. Now I'm on a beach. Now
I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. All right, let's get back to the
movie. Okay, let's get back to the movie.
That was a Schneid quest and a half.
All right, so Raph leaves.
Yep, Raph leaves. And then he sees some... boys being naughty.
Yes. Now, he goes to the movies and he goes and sees Critters. This is another bit of trivia. I dropped in here because it makes more important.
Yeah. Thing.
The guy who made Critters, or one of the people who made Critters, was also one of the people who made this movie.
Fair enough.
So that's why they made that joke.
Yeah.
Who comes up with this?
Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
Critters was fucking terrifying. Then he bumps into Casey.
He does.
And I said, what if Raph was okay with Casey to distribute some more justice?
Yeah.
Why is his justice different to his justice?
Well, this is the thing, right? The Ninja Turtles, when they were the people trying to beat up April or whatever it was, they knocked them out and then they tie them up.
Yes. Was he not beating up these two kids? Or
guys? But he's knocked them to the ground and they are no longer a threat, and he could tie them up, or he could give them to the authorities, right? Raphael and the rest of the Ninja Turtles, that's what they do. Is that they fight them, they knock them out, they tie them up, and they leave them.
They ran through the bushes, they got in through the park.
Yes.
There was a long lag of time there where they could have simply gone away, but the fact that they were still there was because Casey was kicking their ass.
No, he was okay with the kicking the ass. It was when he pulls the thing out and says he's going to keep going at them.
Oh, okay.
He's going to beat them up.
Oh, okay.
That he's like, that's vigilante justice. That's not the same thing.
Okay, fair enough.
So I think that's why he's trying to say, there's a fine line for him, and that's what the line is.
I understand. He has his line.
And then, so they have the little discussion about cricket.
Yes, and I said, what if Raph was into cricket?
Yeah, he might be.
He might have Jiminy Cricket on his shoulder. I don't know.
I don't know if Americans understand cricket.
No.
Also, hitting someone with a bat and saying six runs does not explain the game to anyone.
No, it doesn't. But you know, I always loved that part of the movie because I felt like we were included.
I know. Yeah. You have to know what a crumpet is. And I'm like, yes. I think I was actually eating a crumpet once when I watched that.
So I'm not British. I know what he's alluding to. But fucking I eat crumpets with
Vegemite.
I know
what crumpets are.
And I love
crumpets
it.
Crumpets and Vegemite are great.
Cricket? The way he says it,
it's like cricket. Like
you gotta have a crumpet.
You notice he's got this really weird, like Brooklyn accent.
Oh, the accents are thick as thieves in this movie. All of them, even fucking.
Well, they grew up in the sewers of New York. So I suppose it makes sense.
No, but all of them, like even like just the accents are like smeared.
I don't know. Even I feel Mr. Like Corey Feldman doesn't have that New Yorker accent.
No, Corey Feldman can't.
He's got, like, he's he got sounds like he's from voice California.
And one voice. Yeah, he's got one thing only. He yeah, can't true. Change that.
But I feel like I think the guy doing Raph, which is, this is why I said it, is that he is two characters. Because he talks in the cab and he doesn't sound like Raph.
No, he doesn't.
So I think he puts on that act, that sort of...
He lays it.
He tries to put it a bit on.
In Napoleonic War.
Anyway, we'll get to that
one
too.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, so many moments.
So he does that, then he goes back home.
What if Raph was hit with the taxi and killed?
Yes.
Or knocked out?
Yes. Yeah, if he gets knocked out at any point, he's going to be taken for science experiments.
Yeah.
Because he's like a talking massive turtle.
Yeah.
Like a 6-foot fucking turtle.
Yeah. Yeah, in a trench coat, no doubt.
Yeah, who just went to saw critters. So they're like, what the fuck is this?
Who just went to see critters.
So where do you get...
That's what you've taken. It's your takeaway.
That's too much. I mean, trench coat's okay, but he just went to see critters.
Yep.
No.
Little something wrong. That kill things.
So he gets back home.
Yeah.
I've got something for that. So I've got, what if Splinter had just farted and he lights a match?
That's good. I said, what if Lisa related to Raph's anger issues more than she ever has before?
Oh, Raph's got so much anger.
I think maybe that's why I liked him so much. But I did relate to him just as much now as I did back then.
He can't handle it. He just can't handle the fools.
Yeah. I love that about him, though.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a character flaw. I think that was a character enhancement.
And he's all, you know what? He's always been that character.
Yeah.
And I've always liked, every time I watch it, I like Raph.
Mm.
I find Leo's the nerd
mm-hmm.
that I can't get into because I just don't get into that.
I find that, though, in the other movies, as they progress and evolve.
Yeah.
He loses it.
Yes.
Because
he's not as good in those
not
new
relating
ones.
To him as no, much. No, no. Not liking it.
That latest one, he almost doesn't have a character at all.
Yeah.
Because in this one, he has his own little arc. He has his own sort of thing. And in the second one as well, which we're not going to talk about really, because but he has that as well, because he's the one with the kid.
Yeah.
The new Danny character. Yeah. He's the one with the kid who has that whole story arc.
Yeah.
So in this one, he has the whole story arc. It doesn't give as much to him this time, but he goes out. He's the first one that sees Casey Jones. He's the one that rescues April.
Yeah.
He's the one who is getting beaten up on the rooftop. You know what I mean? It's pretty much his story most of the time.
He almost dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all...
It's a lot of his story.
They can't pull themselves together without him.
Mm.
Yep.
So I've got... Splinter talks just like Yoda.
He does.
He feels like he's trying to be Yoda.
He's trying to be super wise. That's what it is. He's trying to be a wise Asian man.
Yes.
Confucius say. That's where they probably got Yoda's thing from.
Mm.
That whole Confucius, you know.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Never look bird in bush, only in hand.
It'd be funny if he did talk in backwards, sort of like Yoda talk.
No, he'd probably get sued for that.
Yeah, well...
And people would be like, oh, he's trying to be
like
Yoda.
It is Frank Oz, and he knows Jim Henson pretty well, so...
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I had to cough this time.
It's your turn. What if a trench coat turtle in the daytime was a disguise?
Yeah, I know.
He's just in the middle of the day.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude, but you either look like a turtle or you look like a streaker. There is no in-between.
Trench coat.
Yeah,
trench. I love the trench coats. Trench coat means something.
In Australia, we call them... What are they called? The jump... They're basically the equivalent for us is those...
Oh, dryser bones.
Dryser bones, yeah. That's our sort of equivalent. Not that I've ever seen anyone in
never seen anyone wear
in suburbia
those.
Wear them.
Yeah, the funniest thing is there's a store in, like, Kingswood or whatever...
Mm.
Like out near Penrith that has like sells that and Ugg boots and all stuff that.
They're for tourists.
Yeah, I don't think. But those who's going to Kingswood? Who's in tourists is going there?
In case they're going to Penrith for some reason, they go to the Riff.
Why would you go to the Riff?
I know.
Anyway, we've got. Do we get to the point where April O'Neil is interviewing the police chief yet?
Have they brought her back?
That's after.
Okay, well then no.
Okay, so she's interviewing the police chief guy, and the turtles are like, oh, I'm in love, and whatever. That I find that disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know they're kind of, you're kind of supposed to treat the turtles like they're just like normal people or something. Like, they've got this character.
They're watching the TV from her apartment, so they've already kidnapped her at this point. They already took her back. Yeah, they save her and they bring her back.
No. So
that scene where they're making out with her on the TV, that's from her apartment.
No, I don't think... Is it? Are you sure?
Yeah,
because,
I'm pretty sure.
Because Shredder sees her and throws his knife at the TV and tells them to silence the woman. And then they go and do Then they, the guy comes with the hand, slaps her. They have the, Raph has the fight with them. Raph saves her, takes her back to their lair.
Okay, to, so all right.
So that's the part. So anyway, I've got Shredder has an Elvis moment and destroys the TV. And then I've got, why do the turtles have a crush on a woman? And then I've got, what if she catches that train?
Yep.
So she goes out to the train. Like, after she
wasn't late.
Yeah, what if she wasn't late? What if she had a sliding doors moment?
Yep.
And she had to change her hair.
What
and
if they killed Gwyneth Paltrow instead?
That's right.
No goop candles for anyone.
Imagine there's like a train and Gwyneth Paltrow misses it and Link, they kill her.
Gwyneth Paltrow called her child Apple.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
Oh my God.
And her husband, Coldplay, turtles are cold blooded.
Yes, and just they like to play.
They do love to play.
I know.
Yeah, just saying.
Just saying. And?
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't work because none of them have yellow bandanas. I was going to say, and his song was yellow, but none of them have yellow bandanas.
No, there's no yellows in there.
At this point, I want to just say to you that at certain points, I know they chose four colours, right, to be the Ninja Turtles colours, but the red is almost orangey.
Yeah, it's a weird tinge.
And the other colour is orange, not yellow. So red and orange are so close together that sometimes I can't see which one is which.
Yeah.
And only once they start speaking do I realise which one's Raph and which one's Mikey, right? Because they look the same.
Yes.
And then at certain points when the light is not so great, Leo and Donatello are kind of close because there's a blue and the purple is kind of...
Do you not think their faces are different?
I think their faces are different, but when the light's not good...
They even puppeted them or animated
them
differently.
Yeah, they animate differently. I understand that, but
because
I'm just saying...
Because Donatello showed way too much teeth.
I'm more saying...
He was so animated with his lips. They went overboard with his face.
They really did.
And I know that's how Corey Feldman talks, and they were trying to match his voice.
I think that's what they're doing.
But they made him so teethy.
It's not just this movie, though. It's like every Ninja Turtles thing. I feel like... The purple and the blue get mixed up too much, and the orange and the red get mixed up too much.
Yeah, it needs to be brighter.
And you can't have there green be because they're already green.
Yep. It makes a logical sense to have blue, green, purple, red.
Yes.
Because they all mix kind of together.
Yes.
But really, yeah, yellow would have been very more
yellow
definitive.
Would have made much more sense than orange.
Yep. And you can't have, I don't know, other than pink or a peach, that would define...
Well, the red different. Could have been darker and the yellow, and then...
The blue could have been lighter and the purple could have also been lighter. They could have pushed the colour boundary so that they weren't so close.
I think they should have pushed one lighter than the other.
Or aqua. Get an aqua.
Because they're almost the same kind of brightness.
Aqua and purple go really good together. Yeah. So like a teal would have been a fantastic
colour. Teal and purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon that would have worked. But they wanted blue because blue is like boys' colour.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to do.
So they could have gone with the purple being much darker.
Yeah.
They could have gone black.
Mm. But like I said,
white.
I think their colours were just too close. Yeah. And also, we watched a very old copy.
Yeah, it wasn't a great copy.
It wasn't the best quality.
It was very bad.
Yeah, but yeah.
Anyway, so she catches the train instead of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yep.
And
she's
then...
making goop candles now, not Gwen.
And then we have the...
They take her back to the lair.
They have the fight. Yep. So Raph has the fight with the bad guys. And I went, what if the foot guy doesn't follow him?
Mm.
Or he gets, like, he's supposed to be, like, good at sort of, you know, going to the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the foot guy follows him.
Yeah.
So he obviously doesn't do a very good job of it. If he does a better job of it then and the foot guy doesn't find them, then there's no raid on the turtles thing. They don't go and take Splinter.
Doesn't the raid... Oh, no, the raid doesn't come about from the kid.
That's at April's place.
They raid to try and get Splinter. No, I remember that.
And then they go back to April's place.
Yeah, and then he rats them
and
out
then he
again.
rats them out. See, even you're using the language.
I know, but that's what I was raised on. Mickey Mouse's them out. That's good.
So they take April back there and then she wakes up and freaks out because there's a rat and there's turtles and she's trying to explain her dream.
Even before that, he goes, what is this? And like Mikey's like, can we keep her? And I'm like, what if Splinter's decided let's adopt her?
Yeah.
He
I like
her
when
like
he,
a pet.
I like when he says that that he's redecorating.
Yeah. Through pillows, a human being, what do you think?
A TV reporter. That's very good. So Splinter
decides
to... Maybe
they didn't pick yellow as a colour because April's the yellow.
I think that's what it is too. And then Casey's like black and white. He's got the white face mask and he usually wears like black stuff and everything. Yeah. So that kind of makes sense.
He's borderline serial killer. He really is.
He really is. He's Mike Myers with the hockey mask.
With a hockey
stick. He always wears the bloody hockey mask.
He's
all
like
the time.
Happy Gilmore. No, he's actually like Mad Gilmore.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's upset Gilmore. Yeah. He's not one of the Gilmore girls.
Yeah.
He's definitely not one of them.
He doesn't like crab lasagna.
So Splinter tells his story about how he found the turtles.
Yes.
And I said, are we okay with the rat story? With the rat touching ooze and growing and becoming more intelligent? Because in some other versions of Ninja Turtles, he was the master guy and then he fuses with a rat and becomes a rat, right? And that's the other story. And I don't know whether that's a better story or it's better that he was a rat and he was learning from his master.
I like this one better.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. I don't know which one's better.
Yeah, I don't know. I like this one better.
Yeah, I think it makes more sense.
Yeah, because rats are really intelligent animals.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
I'm not putting down turtles. I can't tell you the gauge their intelligence. I'm sure they're quite smart.
Pizza.
but I know rats are pretty smart, so it makes good sense that Splinter is smarter than them. It also makes sense that he's smaller than them because he's had less contact with the ooze.
Yes.
They're huge in comparison. They
were
walking
they were
in it.
Crawling
and
in it.
He just basically put them.
Yeah, so he touched it a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah, he was like
there's a secret to that ooze.
Allegedly. I said, what if Splinter's owner was into BDSM instead of martial arts?
Well, to help with the masks.
I taught them everything. They wear gimp masks.
Different coloured gimp masks.
They all look like the people in Average Joe's
dodgeball
team.
the Average Joe's dodgeball team. Whoa.
You almost broke.
Whoa, dodgeball.
Oh my God.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a Ninja Turtle.
You can touch
a
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Okay.
And then they go to take April home.
Yes.
And I said, what if Mikey popping up like an erect penis for pizza? He popped up down low as well.
Pizza? I love the noise every time they do the pizza thing.
It's so
good.
Comical. Yeah.
It's so good.
He pops up.
He's so good.
I said, what if they'd just gone straight home? What would the scenario have been?
Yeah.
Would they have been able to save Splinter? Would they have all been caught?
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so Splinter is... Is Splinter really good at martial arts? He gets overpowered by the Foot Clan.
I would say so. We don't know how many people turned out and burst into there.
Yeah, I suppose.
I reckon he would have been outnumbered for sure, but I reckon they all would have been caught.
Yeah, probably.
At that stage.
Maybe. I suppose they have trouble with the Foot Clan as well. Yeah. It's not like... The Foot Clan is supposed to be good.
Yeah, they are.
They're always supposed to be very good.
That's what I'm saying. They would have got caught. They wouldn't have made it.
There's some music in there that sounds like Ghostbusters at one point. Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
And then I've got... And then I've got... what if delinquent youths love to follow orders?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the scene they cut back to where they're like that. Just before they get to the... I guess they're kind of doing that scene. Because they're doing the whole ceremony for one of them to get his...
Yeah, his
doji, whatever
his
it's called.
His fly hat. Yeah.
His fly hat. Mm. Yeah, the buzz up.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
But he was an Asian person.
Yes. So. Sorry, yellow guy.
Oh, I can't say that.
Well, he's a white guy. You said no.
No, I didn't say no.
Said he was Asian, as if white was incorrect.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
You heard it, people. You heard what he said.
But then white usually means Caucasian.
Yeah, aren't Asian people Caucasian?
No, they're not Caucasian. They're Asian. There's Asian and Caucasian.
I thought Caucasian was just more the colour of the skin, not your nationality.
No. That's not nationality. It's a race. There's different races, yeah. There's Asian, there's Caucasian, there's... I don't know what the African one is called, but they're different.
Mediterranean?
There is
Mediterranean.
So Mediterranean
and Caucasian are not the same thing?
No, they're different.
Right. Okay. All right. I just thought Caucasian meant the shade of your skin.
No, I don't know what Caucasian means, but it's got the word Asian in it, but it doesn't mean it's whatever.
You look like a fucking cork.
I think it's to do with the mountain range in Russia, the Caucasus or something.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
So Danny puts his hand up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if Danny doesn't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
Because he does it to try and... Yeah. Because, see, this is Danny character. How do you feel about Danny?
He's an Aldi Seth Green, not a fan.
Yeah, I don't know. You kind of...
I think he's a good character. It's a good factor.
You're supposed to like him. You're supposed to like his little journey he goes on because he's a delinquent kid.
Yeah, his redemption doesn't seem fit.
It doesn't seem to work.
It worked for Anakin in the reverse. So I can see how he just snaps one day.
Yeah. He talks to a rat and he's like, "Oh, that's it. I'm a good guy now."
We're the two of us can't fight no more.
They should have called Splinter Ben.
Big Ben. Time to be good, Dan.
Oh my god. Yeah, he calls himself Dan. Because that makes the difference.
Yes.
Not being Danny. Danny's a delinquent.
It's a kid's name. I'm a grown man. My name's Dan. Dan. It's worked so well for people in the past.
Yeah. So if he doesn't say anything, then they don't know where the Ninja Turtles are.
Mm-mm.
And the Ninja Turtles don't know where Splinter is.
That's correct.
They're not gonna find them. Not gonna find the foot. So the Splinter maybe dies.
He keeps him alive for some reason.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he keeps him alive.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Although he seems to keep him alive once he wants to keep them alive once they've had the fighting scene.
Yeah.
Because they keep saying the way that they fought
was old school. Reminds me of something. Yeah. And he wants to know what it is.
So he's trying to figure it out. It's just bugging him. Keeping him around.
It's bug-eyeing him.
He's just planned to leave him there until he dies. So he's just going to torture him, essentially.
Yeah, true. So the Ninja Turtles are surprised by... that's right. Raph goes out again.
Yep.
I don't know why they're fighting, but they fight again. Because they're always fighting, those two. Anyway, Raph goes out and he gets... Casey sees him getting attacked by the foot people.
Mm-hmm.
The foot people.
Yeah, the feet.
The feet. The feet clan.
He just goes to the roof. He doesn't go out.
He just goes to the roof.
He just needs to get some fresh air. Yeah.
So I thought Casey was going to get there a lot earlier, but it takes him a long time to get there.
Yeah, well, he seems to be quite far away.
Yeah.
He's looking at him through a very, pair of binoculars.
Looking at people through binoculars.
He's Casey.
Casey's weird.
He's Casey motherfucking Jones.
He's a weird dude.
Actually, they should have got a black guy to play Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Because I'm Casey motherfucking Jones.
If it was Samuel L. Jackson, it would have worked.
Absolutely. I think an African American person could have played Casey Jones quite good. Quite well. He wouldn't have liked cricket though. That's exactly what I said. Unless he's South African or Sri Lankan.
Or West Indian.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that would have made sense. That would have been actually quite good.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Anyway, he walks around and he plays with steel drums.
Digress.
Okay. I think I'm skirting around racism here, so let's just keep moving.
You look good in a skirt. Keep going.
There's going to get to a point here where the floor collapses.
Oh, right before that, though, there's a bit where her boss... That's where the boss comes and visits her, and Dan steals money and also sees the turtle.
So
it's before that scene.
That's before the other scene. Yeah,
because I had just one for that. I said, what if people stored towels in their shower?
Yes. Oh, God, that's so bad.
I literally turned to you and went, who stores dry towels in their shower?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, that was
weird. Makes no sense.
Yeah. And there was just a scene where we went back to the Foot Clan's clubhouse and I went, what if the...
Mickey Mouse clubhouse.
Yeah. I went, what if the Foot clubhouse stunk like...
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What if it was Mickey Mouse instead of Shredder?
I said, what if the foot was named the flies and Shredder was their lord? Because they had the little bug eyed masks. I always thought they were weird, those things.
I feel like it was just a thing to make them look non human.
There were so many opportunities. So, what if Raph didn't leave to go to the roof? Like, if he stayed behind, what if they'd gone to get him? Like, there was opportunities where, I don't know...
But they don't get to go to get him because he has to blow off some steam. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I
know. But then even a couple of times... He's been gone for a while. Mm. So there's opportunities there. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I think she
asked about Raph.
Yeah, she asked.
What if she goes and looks for him?
Yeah. I think that whole collision with the Foot Clan where they get in trouble comes to a head at that point. But they needed to buy some time so that Casey could make it from his viewing platform 300 metres away.
Viewing platform.
He's like the Batman.
He is. Hey, if he was like Batman, he would just flown across there.
He's like the sportsman. He just sits there going, I'm going to puck you up. Okay.
What if it was Batman and not Casey Jones?
I don't like your turtles.
I only like bats and very, very dark black.
They're very shellfish. That's bad.
Lobster Thermidor.
Oh, that's right. There's a scene. Oh, that's right. They're playing in the, before the Foot Clan attack them completely.
Yeah.
They're playing in the antique show. Yes. Antiques Roadshow. Antique shop. Yes,
and he
at
gets
the
symbols.
Yeah, and I said, what if Mikey had deafened Donnie?
Yes.
So for the next fight scene, he can't hear.
Is it Leo or Donnie?
I thought it was Donnie that he deafened.
That's the thing. That's, I can't tell because the colours aren't right.
I think I'm going to assume it was Donnie. But either way, the blue tinged turtle.
Yes.
If they deafened him and then he can't fight very well.
Exactly.
It would be good. That would be an interesting dynamic. And also I thought, and then there was the fight scene. So in that fight scene with the foot.
Yeah. Okay. So the feet, they punch and they're kicking and doing punching things. Yeah. And I like how Raph is beating them quite easily until there's too many of them.
Yes.
And then they throw him through the door.
Yeah.
Or through the...
Ceiling
light, whatever. Yep. And he's what if done. There wasn't like a glass light?
Yeah.
Like, what if they threw him through the actual ceiling?
Yeah. What if they tossed him down the chimney like Santa Claus?
And then they're fighting, and then the guy turns up with axes. He just like knocks on the front door and walks in with axes.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then they just decide they're going to try and chop the floor up, right?
Yes.
So they start chopping.
Yeah.
And I reckon there's like three blows, and this floor looks fucked.
Yes.
Like, this floor's not good.
No, it's terrible.
But.
And
they're
also
chopping...
there is no supports underneath. This building seems to have no beams, columns.
So they are chopping floor.
Yes.
Just the flooring, nothing else.
Looks like
And yet the floor joists give way.
Yeah. Because there's no columns underneath.
Yeah,
it
but
just seems to be one open planned room.
Maybe it gives way because there's too many people in the room. But it's sort of... It's not
that,
because they're chopping the floor.
No, I think
they don't
that
chop that.
No, I think that antagonizes it, though, the amount of people in that space.
It's just weird.
But when they're chopping the floor, it's almost like they're chopping up the model in Beetlejuice. It's like cardboard with
lino.
Nice
fucking model. Yeah, it's pretty shit.
Yeah, it's pretty...
They have to make it so they can break through the floor. So the guy has to turn it with axes so they can break through a floor.
That's correct.
Can I just tell you that if I got an axe and tried to break through the floor, it would take me a long fucking time.
Yes.
To do that.
Well, American buildings, I know I'm not saying, but like...
No.
They seem to be built very different to the way
we Well, this is an old, buildings. I think it's supposed to be an old building, so it wouldn't be able to have the same amount of load on it as a modern building.
Yeah.
But seriously, this is an apartment building, like a kind of upstairs.
Yeah.
And... There's got to be, what, 20 people there? Like, if she ever has a party...
Yeah,
She's fucked. Like, how bad's this building?
Yeah. Lucky she's got no friends.
Yeah, that's true.
What if the Wheel of Fortune was a spinning turtle? Oh, no, I got bankrupt again.
The fight scenes are great.
Can I have a tea for turtle, please?
They love hitting people with their shells and spinning around. And then the nunchuck bit where he does the spin.
Yes,
the nunchuck is very good.
The sound effects is hilarious. What if it was Wayne Gretzky on steroids that enters the room? I do like that. Wayne Gretzky on steroids? It's not a kid's movie.
No, it is, but it isn't.
Mm.
Like, in those days,
jokes in there.
In those days, in the 90s, a kid's movie would have stuff like that.
Yeah. Nowadays, not.
No.
Not that blatantly.
No, but they kind of wink to the parents nowadays. Now, in those days, they just made all the jokes. They didn't care about it.
Yeah, they just joked openly with the parents, which I liked.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
My next one is not till Danny goes to see Splinter.
Okay, so as they're leaving, they escape. The phone message comes and Chuck...
Yes, she's been fired.
She fires it and Casey hears it.
Mm.
So what if the phone had cut out?
Yeah, and he didn't know.
I feel like that sets... That giving her that bad news at the start of that relationship sets them off, takes them longer to get better.
Yeah, she doesn't like him anyway.
No.
They kind of shoehorn the romance in, which is not good.
Yeah, but that didn't work.
Apparently there were some scenes in the next part, in the farm part, where it's supposed to show them getting closer.
Mm.
Like he's supposed to be helping her do things and things like that. But they cut those bits out.
Yeah. And then my next one was, where am I up to?
I'm up to where Danny meets Splinter.
Before that,
yeah.
What if Ninja Vanish was a cleaning product?
Ninja Vanish!
And the stain is gone.
I do like Ninja Vanish.
I did like Ninja Vanish. What if Aldi Seth Green wasn't so swayable?
Oh, God, he really is.
He's just all over the shop, that kid.
He gets there and he sees the rat.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if he tells Splinter a fake name? Mm-hmm. If he doesn't tell him his name's Danny.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't trust him, you think he wouldn't tell him his right name. He just seems to be totally oblivious to everything.
Yeah. He's thinking, oh, I'm just talking to a giant rat. It's all right. Don't need to hold anything back.
Yeah. I mean, what if he was freaked out by the fact it was a giant rat in there?
He just seen giant turtles.
It's true. Yeah. Did he just see the turtles?
He saw one under the table.
He saw one under the table,
yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
And this is New York.
And he didn't see someone say ninja rat.
And also, just remember... No. Thanks for that.
That's okay.
Also, this is New York. They've seen some fucking big rats down
there.
That's
true. Yeah, I suppose.
Or up there for us.
Well, maybe... Like, I'm just thinking if he told him a different name, and then... Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know
why that made a difference to me, but tells him a fake name is what I had.
Yeah.
And then we see the gender reveal van. Obviously, someone's having a boy.
Thank you for making that joke after I made that joke.
That's okay. I had to say it because I didn't know if you were going
to
say it.
The van drives off to this country house, and the smoke that's coming out of this van is hectic.
It's blue.
It is bright blue. Not even the blue smoke that comes out of a shit car. Like, I've seen a fair bit. I've driven a couple. This car looked like it was doing a gender reveal. I'm like, oh, obviously they're having a boy, and you just lost it.
Well, they're all boys apart from April.
I said, no, I don't want to say congratulations, it's a boy.
Congratulations, it's a boy.
And then you just started writing furiously.
Yeah, I had to write that down.
It's good. I also wrote a comment something. What if they had nowhere to go? Oh, she's just so conveniently, she's fucking loaded.
Yeah, she's so got a country house.
She has an antique shop. Yes. She managed to pay for this massive corner building, an industrial building, plus the entire, penthouse apartment on top of it.
Yes.
And a country home.
And she has no parents.
No.
She mentions her dad, and that's it.
I mean,
now
that I think about it, when all your parents die, you do get a lot of stuff, but that's a ridiculous
amount.
But
she had a country house that she hasn't been to in ages. Yeah. Like, wouldn't she rent it out?
It was pretty derelict. Yeah. The windows were broken, so it looked like Fletch had inherited it from his dead aunt.
Yes.
But there was no, like, how is she affording all these properties?
I don't know.
She's just a reporter. She's the most high paid reporter.
Yeah, I don't think it makes any sense. For some reason, she's just.
Yeah, she's blessed with death and blessed all inheritance. Death.
Okay, so the farmhouse scenes.
Yeah.
The animal farm scenes as they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you got stuff for them?
I do. I said, what if Emilio Estevez popped up while the boys were playing Trivial Pursuit?
Oh, I wrote Emilio moment, so yes.
So good.
In case anyone doesn't know this, there is a movie called National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
Yes, it's a
Please watch it.
It's a spoof of Loaded Weapon.
Of Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Sorry, I think Loaded Weapon's the real one.
It's a spoof of that and a couple other shows, a couple of movies.
It's just amazing.
But there is a section where they cut this part.
He's in the sewers. And he pops up.
He from pops one of the up pop- into the turtle
into
scene.
Into the farmhouse scene. Yeah. So he gets from the sewer.
We're set in the Napoleonic Wars. War and Peace. That's the scene that he's in. That's exactly
pop
that
up
point.
In the sewer.
In the actual
he
sewer.
He doesn't pop up in a street in this movie.
No.
He pops up in the farmhouse.
He pops up inside the farmhouse where the sewer isn't.
So good.
That's why it's funny.
It is hilarious. It's very, very good.
So I've got, just before that, there's a part where Casey goes to massage April.
Yes.
And Mikey walks in and he's like a bit sore and whatever like that. And I said, what if Mikey says, I'm next?
Yep. Ooh, me please.
Me please. Come on, Casey. Get those thumbs in there.
They should have made one homosexual.
That would have been... 1990.
No. Well, that brings me up. That's one after this one that I'm going to say.
Yeah.
What if Casey didn't go with them? So Casey... Oh, that's right. Sorry. They see the apparition of Shredder. Oh,
okay, before we go any further.
Yeah. Oh, not right. Shredder. Splinter. Fuck. My bad.
I've got, what if Leo was jerking off while Splinter contacted him? Because he's like meditating.
Yep.
And Splinter contacts him and he goes, like this.
He's not shipbreak. He's not having a tantric moment.
Maybe he's just jerking off.
Yeah, that'd be awkward. Or if it just came to him while he's on the toilet or something.
Yeah, that's right. What if he's doing something embarrassing? He was just concentrating on something and then Splinter comes to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got... okay.
You're right?
Yeah. So he's becomes like a force ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I've got May the Force Be Excellent and Cowabunga, dudes.
Be excellent to each other.
Mate.
Eat lots of pizza.
Cowabunga, dudes.
Watch Ratatouille. He's a good dude.
Nice. Thank you for the getting the reference there. What if he was Amelia? What if he was Amelia Bombay? Oh, okay. So, all right. Ready for this?
Amelia Bombay.
Amelia Bombay.
Gordon Bombay and Amelia Estevez.
I made Amelia Bombay. Okay, so there's a point in the farmhouse where she says to him something about, "Oh, were you a professional hockey player?"
Yes.
And he goes, "Oh, you know, not for too long."
Yep.
And I went, I thought to myself, what if this movie had Emilio in it instead?
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Oh, you're a professional hockey player." He goes, "No, now I'm a lawyer, but I teach kids how to play hockey on the weekends."
I drunk drove, and now I'm.
And now I'm teaching I'm kids hockey. And I'm also here playing with turtles.
I'm a vigilante on the weekends. Just for fun. So then that's when the turtles say we need to go back.
Yeah, they go back. Moment. Yes.
And I said, what if Casey didn't go with them?
So he stayed in the farmhouse?
Well, didn't even go down into the sewers.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He was looking at the apartment thinking it was great, realising he had to go
down the sewers. And then they went down the sewers, yeah.
And then ended up not staying there anyway.
Well, I mean, they make a stupid joke, not a gay joke.
That's what's coming
up. It's a stupid joke, not a gay joke.
Yep. Also, I said, what if it was loaded? There's a comment about something. It's not loaded.
Yes, yeah. That's the kid.
Yeah, he goes, don't shoot.
He goes, don't shoot.
Don't worry, kid, it's not loaded. What if it was loaded? This is America.
It's a sigh. What that's if right. His sigh was loaded? Gangnam style.
I've done some pretty loaded sighs.
if the sigh was Gangnam style. What? Gangnam style.
My daughter has a friend called Sigh. If he goes out and gets drunk when he's of age, he's going to be a loaded sigh. Oh, Jesus. You're welcome. Jesus over there. Hi, Jesus.
He's going to be psychotic.
He's going to be... What if claustrophobic meant you were afraid of being attracted to men?
Yes, that's what I said. And then I made the baseball reference.
I never noticed that joke.
I know.
It went above my head, that one.
So I went... I was making the baseball reference. It's not a stupid... It's not a gay joke. It's a stupid joke.
It's a phobia joke. It's not a gay joke.
Because they... They make fun of him for not knowing what claustrophobia is, right?
Yeah, then they all laugh at him at the
they
end.
They laugh at him for it, but still, it's a joke about gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't like.
No, they didn't need that.
So I've got, what if the turtles follow Danny rather than Casey? Like, so Casey's the one that follows them.
Because Casey's up in the car. Yeah. If one of them, yeah.
So what if one of the turtles wakes up and sees him and they follow him, right? Yeah. Well, or what if Casey doesn't follow him? He just sees the kid run off and, oh, he's just gone somewhere and there you go.
Yeah. I think if the turtle had gone with him, they would have got Splinter and been able to get out of there.
Yes.
Because the turtle would have been a bit more...
Yes, because Casey doesn't know how to play golf clubs, but not much else.
He was an idiot. I'm jumping ahead. He was an idiot. He... Let him hit him and didn't fight back and was too busy trying to be smart.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking fight at all.
Yes.
Same with the kids. Like, he's stupid.
Yeah,
he's not a very good person that way.
No.
What if they ate the penicillin pizza and then were gravely ill and then had the squirts the next day when they had to try and fight all the Foot Clan?
Yes.
I mean, that could have been a weapon.
That was pretty fucking bad, advantage. Penicillin pizza.
They could have squirted shit. All of the bad guys.
They could have been just like Foy.
Can you imagine Wheel of Turtle?
Yeah, Wheel of Turtle.
Shitting insane. It'd be like a sprinkler of shit. That would be a great
joke for me for later.
Yep.
Oh, God. Okay.
You're right?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Sprinkler of shit. What if Casey wasn't sleeping in the car? So if he was downstairs, I don't think he would have missed Dan leaving the room.
I think it's the whole point where they got to put him upstairs. Yeah, that's of why course. They do it. Yep. But they could have not done the gay joke.
No, it's true. Yeah. No, it wasn't a gay joke. It was a claustrophobic joke.
Instead of him saying, okay, so I could fix that joke now, right? Yeah. So he says, oh, he's claustrophobic. I think it would have been better if he would have said, I'm not afraid of clowns.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more sense. It's got a sounds claw, like class, claw, claustrophobic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, and but it still makes him look stupid.
Yeah. It went over my head, though. It just wasn't funny for adults.
It just, I'm just like, and what? He gets so aggressive about liking men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
That's right. And if they had that penicillin pizza, everyone would have got it.
So Danny goes back to see
Splinter
again, and he takes his little bandana off. Because it has them up. And we get the second story of Splinter. Splinter gives his stories in pieces.
Yes.
So
it's he's like a series runner.
So now we learn of a guy called Orokosaki.
Yes. Who killed his master and his wife and somehow lets the rat gnaw his face.
Why would he let him live? The rat live?
Well, he cut the ear off and maybe Splinter ran away. Although didn't.
No, he doesn't run away.
No, he doesn't. The guy just leaves.
The guy leaves.
It gives it. It's not. It doesn't fit. That I've never liked that bit either.
It doesn't make sense.
Never sit with me. He could have just run away and then came back.
If he caught his face and then he said he pushed me away and swiped at me and got my ear, but I got away.
Yeah, and then came back.
Yes.
To see his master who was dead on the floor. Yes, that would have worked. That would make maybe that's in sense. An extended version they just couldn't include. Yeah. Then Shredder does the sexy. Body check.
He's doing a body check.
Yeah, but he's doing.
But he's watching his reaction to see where he kind of flinches.
Yeah, it's almost like a metal detector for face. Yeah. But I started going beep, beep, beep.
So I've got, what if Shredder compliments Danny on the art that he has produced?
Yes, or I said, what if Shredder insists that he gets his portrait done like one of those French turtles? Draw me like your French turtles, please, Danny.
Danny,
come
or are
on.
You Dan now?
Dan, whatever your name is. Dan the man, Dan the Empire.
Oh my god!
What if CJ could fight without sporting equipment?
Yes.
He can't fight.
No, he can't. He's sportsman.
Yes. I wish he'd got a shuttlecock. That would have been fucking hilarious.
Man, he would have sucked during COVID because all the sport got stopped.
Yeah, but there's still sporting equipment. Although we had a hard time trying to get a basketball and a basketball hoop during COVID because obviously everybody wanted those.
Told you. So,
I would have liked to see how he would have wielded a basketball hoop.
I know. A basketball hoop would be funny.
Cricket stuff.
Imagine if you got a pole vault.
A pole vault.
What other sporting equipment could he use?
Shot put would have been excellent. Oh,
shot put would actually be good. Discus, he could cut people. He could sharpen the discus and cut people's heads off.
Jesus, that's insane.
Yeah, but not for this movie. Like, this movie's not violent, right? This movie's
April
not violent
O'Neil would have quit if there was sharpened.
Yeah, and
discuses.
I don't understand what she means about being too violent. There's punching and kicking. At every point when Leonardo fights, he drops his swords.
Yeah. There is one point where I would say this movie indicates violence, but it's not yet.
No.
Right at the very end.
No, I noticed in that scene when they're in April's apartment that the first thing that happens when Leonardo starts to fight someone is someone kicks his swords, is whatever they're called,
out to the side.
And he drops them and then he just fights with his fists.
Yeah.
The only ones that keep their weapons seem to be the ones with the blunt weapons who hit people, like the stick and the nunchucks, right?
Yeah.
Even the sai is not really used to kind of stab at people.
No.
So,
no, and it's very light-hearted fighting.
There's no blood.
For one second,
nothing.
They were fucking a Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry, you can't have a movie called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and not have any sort of violence in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You just can't. There's got to be some sort of fighting in there.
Anyway, back to Shredder and his...
Yeah, sporting equipment.
Oh, the sporting equipment, that's all right. Sorry, other sporting equipment that Casey Jones could use. Could he use a shuttlecock?
Yeah. Could have used volleyball net.
I could use like the curling things where he slide it along and he gets
it's
the brush.
Broom.
He gets the no. The actual thing is slide.
Yeah.
So he slides it at them and then he runs around and he starts brushing in front
with a broom.
with the broom.
They're brooms.
And they're looking and the guy's looking like, and it just touches him slightly and he goes, "Gotcha." Worn bowls.
Maybe he skim stones.
He hits a guy with a tennis racket and it just leaves like a pattern on his face.
It's just a grill mark. He's the griller.
He's the griller. Shh.
Bowling ball would be good.
Bowling ball would definitely work.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Some of them work much better than others.
Yeah. Yes.
I have a feeling like, you know, like wiffle ball doesn't work.
I would love to see him go with a netball.
Netball, yeah.
Yep.
Here if you want.
Yeah, and then just catches it and then doesn't move and just pivots on the spot.
He just pivots. And then he's like, here if you want. And he runs from side to side.
They walk up in front of him and he just does the thing with the hand in front to defend.
He's doing the big arm movements to try and put them off their shot.
Just a warning, I was goal attack in high school.
Well, you don't defend as a goal attack.
No, but...
You're all out attack and goal attack.
Okay, but...
Goal defence.
No, but you want to be in an attacking mode, as in trying to sound intimidating.
Wing attack.
Whatever.
Centre.
No. Just indicate your
goal defence.
You're just going to name
there's
them.
There's seven positions, isn't there?
I assume so.
There's wing attack, wing defence, centre.
I haven't played netball
since high
school.
Goalkeeper, goal defence.
Since year seven.
Goal attack and goal shooter.
That's good.
That's seven, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. That's all seven.
Okay, you happy?
Maybe you can wear a bib.
God, it takes sports way too seriously. I do.
He can wear a bib and like try and grab people with the bib and...
I'm trying to think of other sports that he could do.
Yeah, I went with skimming stones.
Skimming stones.
Maybe he could, like, throw pizza dough in the air and then throw it at them.
Acrobatic pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did we talk about it in the podcast already?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Maybe he could race corgis.
I was going to say, could he do, like, like the decoupage?
Yes. Yes.
Is it decoupage? That's what it's craft. What's the one where the horses on the and they do the dancing?
Oh, dressage.
Dressage.
Decoupage. Decoupage. I was thinking, you could do decoupage, but it's not really a sport.
You
take pieces of
paper and you glue them together to make like a collar.
Imagine you did that and made an axe out of it.
That'd be great.
And then chopped the floor up.
A crafty serial killer slash hero.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to make a resin knife and cut you open. I'm going to fucking forge this and then I'm going to slice you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on from that.
Yeah, that was a Schneid question and a half. What if the kids stopped them from leaving? He's like negotiating with the children, like, let's go, let's walk out with Splinter.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids are like, they're not trying to do anything.
No, because they're saying,
this is our family.
Well, this is the thing, right?
But they're not
trying to stop him. They've realised that Shredder's a bad guy. They've realised that because the instructor guy came in and punched a bunch of them before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's a bad guy, yeah. And he just got knocked out.
So he pushed him offside.
And they've kind of realised, well, the guy who kind of defeats our master, mm-hmm. our kind of, not the big master, but the training guy.
The mini master.
I think they've gone, well, maybe it's not worth it anymore. Mm. Because Sam Rockwell kind of goes to say it.
Yeah.
Like, as if don't leave. Yeah. But then the rest of them were all like, oh.
No, they were all nodding with him. We're family. Yeah. This is our home.
Yeah.
And even Skeet's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching him and he nodded.
And then doesn't, what's the name, say something about, what if, like, look, yeah. look, this is your family, whatever. Yeah. And I think they realise, oh, yeah. this is not right.
No. Yeah, they turn so quickly.
They're they
so,
do. They must. Everyone turns quickly. So, Danny, everyone else turns quickly.
It's all a Star Wars thing.
So then we get to the Shredder has come after the Turtles.
So he's left to go get them.
Yes.
The Turtles are fighting with them. Then the Foot start running away and climbing up to the roof.
Yes.
And the Turtles are like, where are you going? So the Turtles start chasing them.
Yes.
So I said, what if they stopped? Like, what if they didn't follow them? What if they just, like, stood in their street and just was like, where they go? I feel like
Shredder would have come down to fight them in the street.
I feel like that would have benefited them more.
Well, no, maybe not.
Open space.
Because in open space, because the way that Shredder dies couldn't happen because he'd be on the floor, not on the roof.
True. But then that's because Splinter got the jump on him as well.
Yeah.
So maybe maybe
it's not a very good fight scene.
No, it's not.
I feel like they couldn't get a fight scene between a rat.
Yeah, a rat and a man.
And a man. So they just gave up and did what they did.
Yeah.
So I've got, what if, do you have anything for the actual scene where they fight?
Yes, I said, what if, after the first turtle, I can't remember who the first turtle was, I think it was Raph that goes after Raph goes Shredder first, yeah. and gets his ass kicked.
Yes.
What if they realised maybe we all attack him together?
Yes.
And not just try on one-on-one?
Yeah, I don't know why they don't get that.
No.
I always thought they did get that, but they still don't get it in this
they
movie.
Continue to fight one-on-one with him and taking turns.
Yes, they do.
No, go at him all at once.
Yeah, why are you guys going different times?
I know.
They haven't learnt any lessons.
That's the thing with all these action movies. Everybody seems to take turns, and I get it because it's choreographed fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not how the scene would happen.
No, if there was four of someone, they would all attack the one person and push him down the ground and beat him up.
Even if it's just taking turns, at least it's the two of them or multiple of them on the one
person. That's just how you do those movies, I think.
Yeah, I know. And then I'm talking about Shredder.
Yep.
Falling into the truck.
Okay, so Shredder is there and he sees the rat and he gets most upset by the rat.
Yes, takes his mask off, risks COVID and all.
Exactly. And then he goes for the, you know, in for the thing and Splinter does the move with the nunchuck.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to see the nunchuck gets knocked off and is on the ladder. So he picks it up.
Yeah.
So then Splinter is holding him by the nunchuck to his, like, stabby whatever thing. And I went, what if Shredder listened to all of Splinter's speech?
Yep.
Because he doesn't... He tries to throw the knife at him before that.
Yeah, he misses just a little bit, though.
Yeah. But what if he listens to the whole speech? Do you think Splinter is going to just let him go and drop him off the roof? Because that would look heartless. You have to make Shredder do something to make Splinter drop him.
Yeah, no. I think at the end of the day, he was slid off it because it was a...
There's no way he can hold on.
No, no, no. And they close up on it. It's like a metal spear.
Yeah.
So it's thinning out at the end. Like, there's no way he's going to stay on that.
He probably should have just fallen straight away, but he doesn't.
No, it gives him some time to talk on.
Yes.
But, yeah. Now this comes to the bit where I think is the most violent part of the movie. Yeah,
sure.
Because he falls into the
yes, and what's name crushes him.
Yes. Now, I don't know if you took that scene the same way as I did. So you see the arm of the truck coming down.
Mm.
You see the, what do you call it, the hydraulic
yes.
thing. But then the arm comes down and the arm is covered in red.
Mm.
Now, it looks like just paint.
Yes.
But is it supposed to allude to blood? I think
it's supposed to be he's dead.
Yeah, they're supposed to allude to
and
that.
Then you crush his, and then you
show then they show the mask.
Mm.
So that gives the illusion that he's done. Yeah. For me, that was the most
and I love confronting. Casey Jones. Casey Jones just says... Oops.
Yeah.
He found out murders a guy.
Yeah.
And just says, oops.
Oops. Did it again.
Yeah, it's
who knows
fucking,
how many people he's killed.
That is awful.
Yeah. But for me, that was the most jarring scene of the whole movie. That
means that Casey Jones does not learn his lesson, because his lesson should be, you know, mercy and whatever, which is what the Ninja Turtle, is what Raph was saying.
Yeah.
But Casey hasn't learned any lessons.
No.
He's just going to kill people.
Yeah, he's all about the action.
So I've got, what if the cops looked up when the turtles are yelling out what's her name? April.
Yeah.
Because they're yelling out, go April, whatever. Yep. The cops are still around that point. They haven't left yet.
Yes, they are.
So if they look up and see four turtles.
Giant turtles.
And a giant rat.
Yep.
They're going to be like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
They're not very good at keeping themselves quiet and stuff like that, are they?
Or maybe they do the Ghostbuster thing where they work with the city and they're like, they're the...
Yeah, maybe, but
the
police, the police don't know what happened at this point.
Yeah, they shoot a giant pizza light in the sky to call for them to help. Actually, no, the sky's not going to help.
Something's wrong. There's some pizza happening.
They pump out the smell of pizza in the sewers to get their attention to make them come out. Yeah, I just realised in the sky is no good when they're living in the sewers.
They can't see the sky.
Yeah, unless they give them like a house.
They could.
They give them a proper house.
Maybe they give them a pond.
Yeah, maybe they give them an old fire station.
Could have, yeah. So maybe.
Turtles on a pole.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
T-U-R-T-L-E power.
Danny runs to his dad.
Yes.
And his dad's yelling, Danny, are you okay? Are you okay, Danny? Danny, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you jealous? So, yes.
But you're jealous, but you're okay.
That's the first thing I heard when I heard him say that. What if Casey fucks like he fights?
Oh, what he needs material. He needs sticks and stuff to use. Oh, God.
He brings out the toys.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, that can't be terrible for everyone.
No. With sporting equipment. Oh, I can just imagine that wearing like a goalie mask and.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Imagine if he makes her wear a football helmet.
Now turn around.
Exactly.
Take that, Johnny.
Scary movie.
Yep. Last one. What if Splinter's making a funny. Was him announcing that he actually farted. I made it funny.
I don't think it's funny. Cowbunga's not actually funny. He didn't make it funny. He just made a suggestion and they went with it.
And they went with it, yeah.
That's not making it funny.
No.
I don't think he understands what making it funny is.
No, he's old.
He's also a rat, so he doesn't understand things.
No, he's not cool. He's old. It's nothing to do with the fact that he's rat. He's old.
Yeah, I suppose he's not hip with the new kids'
language.
Well, he didn't really. Yeah, this is the thing, right? We're going to go back now because the turtle's first word was pizza. Yeah. How the fuck did they know what pizza was? He wouldn't have given them pizza.
Maybe they lived in the sewer.
Pizzas lived in the sewer?
Yeah, maybe there was pizzas in the sewer. Maybe the people that owned the turtles who dumped them in the
were pizza, that girl. What's her pizza name? Turtles.
Casey
Jones.
No. In the other turtle movie, her turtles.
No, that maybe doesn't exist. Maybe
she fed them
that
pizza.
That movie does not exist. That movie is a figment of our imagination.
Maybe after she was done with Shia LaBeouf, she fed them turtles.
No pizza. One's ever done with Shia LaBeouf. Can I just say that?
I miss Shia. Yes. But that's the end of this movie.
It is. I've got nothing else because I had the one with the turtles yelling out.
Turtles in a half shell.
Yeah.
Turtle power.
But the song at the end of this is T-U-R-T-L-E power.
It was very good. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, I know you did.
Thank you for choosing this movie.
I didn't realise how much you like this movie. I'm really glad I chose it for you.
Yeah, I watched it lots of times.
So you get to choose now.
I do.
Do you have an idea of what you want?
I did.
You did? You got to change it.
And no, I can't remember the name of the movie.
Okay. Well, shall we hit pause and then you can describe the movie to me and see if I can remember what it is?
Sure. So the one I was going to pick, I can't recall, but I'm going to go with my substitute pick. And it's with all the excessive hockey sticks, I can't help but pick this. We're going to watch Happy Gilmore.
You're gonna die, clown. Oh my god, we don't have another Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot of them out there. So.
There is. There's some good ones. Yeah. Happy Gilmore's one of the original good ones. So yes,
it is. I agree.
It's not like you chose Jack and Jill or something.
Oh god, no, that won't be happening. No. We'll watch Happy Gilmore, and you know, more hockey-ness can.
There's a lot of golf too, and Casey Jones uses a golf stick.
That's right. He says he's going
to. It's the ultimate weapon.
He's going to take it up. Oh, I squirted everywhere.
Now, don't let him ever say golf is a boring game again.
No, I'll never. No. He starts watching Tiger Woods and everything else happens for a reason.
All right, we shall go.
Thank you for listening to our podcast and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.